Author Tom Young has been hailed one of the most exciting new thriller talents in years. He's won over readers by capturing true-to-life characters in some of the most dangerous war-torn lands in the world. Young has been in the thick of war zones himself, logging more than 4,000 hours as a flight engineer for the Air National Guard in Afghanistan, Iraq, Bosnia, Kosovo, and other places, including Latin America, the Horn of Africa, and the Far East. His military honors include 2 Air Medals, 3 Aerial Achievement Medals, and the Air Force Combat Action Medal. Young continues to serve with the Air National Guard as a senior master sergeant and has written the new novel, The Renegades, which is a thriller and the latest in his series featuring Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Michael Parson and Army Sergeant Major Sophia Gold, first seen in The Mullah's Storm and Silent Enemy. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Tom Young to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. This is quite an honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you on the program. At what point in your military career did you think that telling this type of story was something that you would like to do?
Well, I've always wanted to be a novelist. I've always had an interest in creative writing, but I think the germ of the idea for a set of stories like this began when my unit first deployed for the war in Afghanistan. When I was first flying over that terrain in Afghanistan, I can remember looking down on the Hindu Kush at that remote, rugged terrain and thinking, wow, this would not be a good place to go down. And what scared me the most was not the thought of getting shot down and killed, but the thought of getting shot down and not killed. What would happen if you were on the ground in that place and you faced a survival situation? That was the genesis of the idea for the first novel, The Mullah's Storm, and the series has continued since then.
And you look at a book like that where you relied on your survival training, and then in Silent Enemy, very much on your flight training and what it was like. That book took place almost entirely in the air. And this one, The Renegades, is on the ground in Afghanistan. So that gives you something new to learn and gives you a new perspective, doesn't it?
It does, and as this series continues, I have to rely less and less on my own experience, and I find myself branching out and doing research and talking to other people in the military and learning more about what other people have done. And in fact, the inspiration for putting my character Parson in the role he has in The Renegades, that of an advisor to the Afghan Air Force, came from a buddy of mine, a squadron mate, who spent a year as an advisor to the Afghan Air Force. He came back filled with admiration for the young Afghans he worked with, the young Afghans who were signing up for their country's Air Force and working to try to bring about a better future for Afghanistan at great risk to themselves.
Let us talk about the two characters of Michael Parson and Sophia Gold, and the relationship between these characters takes a few steps forward in this book, but there's the professional relationship, there's the personal relationship, and is that interesting for you to explore?
It is. It's a unique relationship. Naturally, they feel some attraction toward one another, but that part of the relationship has not had a chance to develop because of the intensity of the situations that they have faced together. Just to tell folks a little bit about who these characters are, the flyer, Michael Parson, like most military air crew members, is a man of action. He's impulsive to a fault, and because of dangers he's faced and friends he's lost, there's an undercurrent of anger to his nature. The Army Sergeant Major, Sophia Gold, is more cerebral and spiritual. She's a Pashto linguist and an expert on Afghan culture. And from time to time, her knowledge and perspective help keep Parson out of trouble. And he knows it. He knows he needs her in certain situations.
In your original book, in the Mullah's Storm, did you know that was going to be... Did you know at that point, okay, this could be a series?
I had no idea. When I was writing The Mullah's Storm, I was focused so single-mindedly on that one novel, on creating one good novel and getting it out there. I really did not have an eye toward creating a series, and I was, of course, quite delighted when I found out that my publisher, Putnam, wanted to continue a series with those characters. So that was great news to me, but I have to admit that when I wrote the first novel, that's not what I was planning.
When you look at your personal time in the Air National Guard, having served in Afghanistan and Iraq and Bosnia and Kosovo, is it possible in writing a novel or even in discussing it to give people a true sense of what that is like, of what that military experience is like?
Well, to be honest, I think the only way to truly know what it's like is to be there yourself. But what I hope to do through these novels is to convey a little bit of the truth of what it's like, to try to give an accurate flavor through fiction. And, of course, through a novel, through any entertainment medium, you know, there's a lot of filtering. No one can show you exactly what it's like unless you're there. But I do hope to relate that experience in an authentic way. I do try to make these characters as realistic as possible. I try to make sure I don't turn them into cartoon superheroes. And in fact, one of the best things about getting to do this is when I hear from fellow veterans, when I hear from other military people who say they find the novels authentic. They feel that the novels do justice to their experience. In fact, only a couple of weeks or so ago, I got one very short email from a veteran, and it really did my heart good because pretty much all the email said was thanks for keeping it real.
Mm. Some of the most harrowing moments in Renegades is you're detailing the injuries of a number of characters that they received as a result of combat. So how do you make that real? How do you keep that real?
Well, I am fortunate enough that I have never been wounded in combat. I know some people who have been, and my unit has a section of aero medical evacuation specialists. They're flight nurses and flight medics whose job is to treat and transport the wounded. And I've flown a number of those missions. So I've had the honor of helping transport the wounded, and you begin to see what they go through. And then my friends who are the flight nurses and flight medics, of course, are the experts on those kinds of things, so I consult them on these medical issues when they come up in the novel.
And not only that information, but also how the various branches of the service work together, which I found fascinating in the novel as well.
Ah, thank you. I'm glad you noticed that. I enjoy contact with other branches of the service. In the modern military, a watchword you often hear is jointness. It's all about working seamlessly with the other services or as seamlessly as possible. I mean, granted, there's always going to be some differences in procedures and lingo and that kind of thing. But the old days of inter-service rivalry are gone. I mean, I won't say inter-service rivalry no longer exists, but there's quite an emphasis nowadays on maximizing our military capability by having the different branches work together as closely as possible.
Well, the name of the new novel is The Renegades. It is published by Putnam. Tom Young, a great pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you very much for sharing with us, and I wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, thank you very much. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care. Again, the name of the book is The Renegades. It is published by Putnam. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.